Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and good morning in the Mountain Time Zone. In deference to our superstar guest today, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, overcast New Braunfels, Texas, and a long walk but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina, where he is the Chief Operating Officer of South Carolina Federal Credit Union, keeping life simplified, tough talking Troy Hall. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Now, do you feel a year older?
I would assume that that would be true since you knew that yesterday was my birthday.
Yes, it was. And a nicer guy has never celebrated a birthday. I tried to get my calculator out so I could figure out how old you are, but it just overwhelmed the memory on my calculator app. But it is a...
calculating my birthday is like calculating pi.
It is indeed. And, of course, this is the power of performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you by our good buddies up in the Dallas Metroplex, GoMarquee.com, well known for their MCIF, CRM, HMDA compliance consulting solutions. They are also one of the fastest-growing creative agencies in the banking marketplace. Well, if you want to leave your audience wanting more, you've got to have a great conductor. Is that right, Troy?
Absolutely. And that would not be either one of us.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. That's why we host the show. We're not guests on shows. But today we're going to talk to the person who's now going to be conducting the live performance that the Idaho Credit Union League puts on each and every day, supporting and advocating their credit unions and intentionally engaging their audience of credit unions up in the great state of Idaho. We love bringing guests on the show, and this is a new president of the Idaho Credit Union League. And Troy, you mentioned that she's the first female president in the 78-year history of the Idaho Credit Union League. So that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. But what's even more cool is where she started.
Yes, and we're going to – oh, it's an awesome story. It is an awesome story. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. We're going to visit. We're going up to Boise, Idaho, into the Mountain Time Zone, and we're going to join Kathy Thompson, and we're going to do it all right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my voice.
Right. She told me she liked Heart, so I had to play a little Heart for Kathy Thompson, the new CEO of the Idaho Credit Union League. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm fine, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Studio audience fired up. We cannot wait to hear your story. First of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, Jason, I started with the Idaho League back in 1973 in February as a supply clerk. So I'm kind of the classic American success story, going from the mailroom to the CEO's chair. And when I started, this was pretty much just a job for me. I had no idea that I would someday end up being the president and CEO. But over the years, as different positions came open, the powers that be were kind enough to give me an opportunity to shine. And so I served as receptionist and administrative assistant, director of communications, director of education, Director of Human Resources, and most recently, the last 20 years anyway, of that 41-year stint as Vice President. And now as of middle of February, the board offered me the position of President CEO, which I was happy to accept, and I appreciate their faith in me.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. When you talk about the time span, it's real easy for folks to sometimes forget that there's been a lot of changes that have happened from the time when you first started from the mailroom to where you got to be at the CEO position at the helm. And I know you've seen like changes in technology, the way we process transactions, certainly the proliferation of the internet and social media. What do you think all of those things have, or how do you think that they're going to impact the future of the Idaho League?
Well, I know that we need to get more up in the social media area. We do have a Facebook page, but we need to learn more how to utilize that, the Twitter and all of the other avenues that are available on social media. You know, when I started for the league, credit unions didn't even have checking accounts yet. Those were later on in the 70s. So it was pretty plain vanilla. It was shares and loans, and that's about it. So I've seen a tremendous amount of change over the years, and it's just been incredible. And there's nowhere to go but up, I don't think. Credit unions they're starting to utilize all this social media in an effort to get young members in and to keep them, and I really commend them for those efforts. But we just need to do more of that, I think.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Kathy Thompson. She's the new CEO of the Idaho League. And as you heard, she started back in 1973. That's the year I got my first communion. But I was alive and living in the world of AM radio and turning the channel on TVs. And like you, I've witnessed this amazing transformation to FaceTime and Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff. But I believe that in-person contact is making a comeback. I'm curious to know, as the new president, are you going to get out there and go out and meet a bunch of the people in Idaho at different credit unions?
Absolutely. That is one of the things that I campaigned for the position on, I guess, with the board, was personal contact. And I want to – I already know a lot of the credit union folks because they come to our annual meeting, board members, and generally senior management staff, so I know quite a few of them already, but I definitely, within the first 6 months here, want to get out to every credit union and visit them, get to know them on a more personal level, and do what I can to find out what their needs are and what the league can do to meet those needs and stay relevant in their everyday lives and support them while they transformations in their members' lives.
Nice.
You know, in part of all of that, understanding their needs is knowing, you know, of course, about the marketplace. But I want to just chat for a moment about about the employee makeup of maybe of credit unions. And we spend a lot of time, we talk about Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, that particular group. And we know that there's going to be a transformation of leadership that's going to occur. Many of us baby boomers, we're going to be transitioning out of our jobs, and that'll pave the way for Gen X and Gen Y to come into place. So first of all, I want to just ask you a qualifying question. That is, do you have a perception of what you see in the change of leadership that's going to be occurring from the different generations? Is Idaho in a position where it's going to be like the rest of the country, where a lot of baby boomers will transition out and you'll end up replacing them with leadership in the Gen X or the Gen Y category?
Yes, I think we're fairly typical in comparison with the rest of the nation. There are probably about a quarter of our CEOs that are looking at retirement within the next 5 years,
wow.
I would say.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they're getting young people on their staff and getting them trained so that they can move up into the positions and possibly even be ready for that CEO chair when it's time.
So what then would you say, knowing that you have that, it now makes the second part of my question relevant. What advice are you prepared to give from the league perspective to these new leaders to really have them make a professional impact into the marketplace and to really demonstrate their leadership? What advice are you going to give them?
Well, a couple of things. I would say get involved in the credit union movement in any way that you can. Run for the chapter board. In Idaho, we have 7 chapters based on geographical regions. Participate in networking groups. We have 4 networking groups that we've formed at the league level based on area of expertise, lending, collections, compliance, CEOs. And we're just in the process of, actually the talking stages, of forming a credit union young professionals group. And we have high hopes for that as being a way for younger folks to get involved in the movement, in their communities, and in particular in our advocacy efforts. And then the second thing I'd suggest is find a mentor. Pick somebody that's been involved in the credit union that you admire, that you respect, and ask them if they would mind being your mentor. Pick their brain, emulate their behavior, learn as much as you possibly can from them. And then when opportunities come up inside the credit union, don't be afraid to take advantage of those, to apply for those additional positions and expand your professional and personal development.
And Kathy, you're spot on. Before Jason goes to the next question, I'll just follow up and to say that I had a good mentor one time that said to me, he said, Troy, if you want the next job in your career line, you have to start acting it today. You
Absolutely.
Can't wait until you get the job to act like it. And again, it's part of what we kind of sort of talked through with this performance aspect of the show is you really perform at the next level. It's like if you want to attract the Gen Y, then you attract them younger so that they can mature and grow into it. Sometimes you're almost too late if you wait until that happens. So
Absolutely.
I think your advice about the mentoring, and I very much agree with you from a young person perspective, they need to get involved and get plugged in. It's not going to happen unless they start taking an active role, and they have to be engaged. And sometimes people have a tendency of waiting for other people to give them permission to be engaged. And I want to, and I think you agree maybe in this philosophical viewpoint, don't wait for somebody to give you permission. I've already given you permission. Get going.
Those are all excellent points, Troy. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll be the first to admit sometimes I don't necessarily connect with Gen Y. I'm 46. I think I tend to get along more with people from my own generation, as we're all want to do. So I think that is great advice, especially around the mentoring. Hey, folks, we've got a few more questions for Kathy, and we'll get to them all right after this.
You're listening to the Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
That is right. Joining us from Boise, Idaho, her name is Kathy Thompson, the new CEO of the Idaho League. You know, I love talking about fun stuff. We're doing a concert for financial literacy this Friday at Cross Lutheran Church and School, being sponsored by a big member-owned cooperative called Thrivent Financial out of Wisconsin. I love doing the radio show. I love the fun stuff, Kathy, but every credit union president I talk to brings up a couple of things all the time: regulatory issues, compliance, and NCUA exams. As the new president, how are you going to help people with those issues? Oh, my goodness. Hold on, Kathy. I'm so sorry, Kathy. How are you going to help credit unions with those issues? I muted your mic during the break. I apologize.
That's okay. You're definitely right. Those are two challenging issues for our credit unions. And here in Idaho, we have 17 federally chartered credit unions and 27 state chartered. So we deal with NCUA as well as the Idaho Department of Finance, as well as we allow private share insurance here in Idaho. So American Share Insurance is also involved in the exams. And anything that we can do to assist a credit union from giving them ideas, especially if they get a letter of understanding or a document of resolution, giving them ideas on how to overcome the challenges to meeting with them and their board of directors with the examiners present, if that's what they want to do. We're willing to do that and help in any way that we can. As far as compliance, we're trying to take advantage of as many online resources as we can. We subscribe to InfoSight and Credit Union Policy Pro. We're looking at some others, and we also have a person in-house that answers compliance questions for credit unions. And if he doesn't know those answers, he's got a lot of resources where he can go for help. So we're just trying to provide as much assistance as we can in those two areas and be a real resource for our credit unions.
Nice.
Definitely. It is challenging and to be resources today, because sometimes I don't think we really know what the we know what the playing field is, but the rules sometimes keep changing on us. So very challenging to keep up with that.
Yeah, I know one thing that several credit unions have mentioned is that they're now things that would normally be found in an exam findings report are now in the letter of understanding or document or resolution, which ratchets everything up a notch. Whereas before, it might have just been, you know, fix this and that's good, instead of carrying over from year to year.
Yeah, definitely. And I know from my own perspective, I see a lot more commentary being driven toward profitability. And I just find it to be interesting, since credit unions were not formed for profitability, not that we shouldn't maintain some sense of good soundness so that we can stay in business, but the reality is that our profitability is somewhat negated by what we actually do for the membership as a whole, since we do not have the ability to offer stock options and things of that nature. So it's just, I find it to be interesting when I listen and look and read about regulation and I read about examinations and how that process works and how I see us being tweaked and fine-tuned more and more for that pure profitability model, and find it to be interesting. So we'll have to see how that plays out, won't we, Kathy?
Yes, we will. And really, I think that's kind of a result of the financial crisis that we experienced starting in 2008 and the examiners trying to be more vigilant and making sure that there's no problems in the future. So that may be part of what's driving all of this.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and I'm sure you all will be talking about it, both maybe formally and informally. On May 14th through 16th this year, the Idaho Credit Union's United Vision, United Voice, your 78th annual meeting is being held May 14th through 16th at the Riverside Hotel in Boise. And when I saw the logo up there, Kathy, it occurred to me that, yes, I have absolutely been a speaker at one of your previous events, way before Twitter and Facebook, I think, but I know I've been up there in Boise for an event, and I'm sure you want everyone to get out there and come and enjoy the fellowship and being around like-minded professionals there at your annual meeting.
Absolutely, we do, Jason, and thank you so much for that plug. We appreciate it.
Hey, that's what we do on the radio show, right, Troy?
Absolutely. But normally we're plugging our stuff, so it was kind of nice
that
Jason decided to plug
our stuff.
That's true.
We've got to plug our stuff.
It was just really nice of him to do that. Every once in a while, there's a nice side of Jason that comes out.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's true. Every once in a while. It doesn't happen a lot. Well, let me ask you, Kathy, before Troy wraps it up, if I were on my way to that meeting in Boise and by some accident I found your cell phone or your smartphone or your iPod in the airport, what kind of music would I get to listen to?
You know, I think my favorites, and I when we talked about this earlier, I said that maybe I was dating myself, but I really enjoy the Eagles, anything by them, Billy Joel, the Doobie Brothers, Heart. Those are some favorites of mine, and I keep them handy and play them in the car all the time.
Well, you and I could go on a long road trip together, because you talk about dating yourself. My first 45, and no, I'm not talking about a gun. I'm talking about the little 45 record player records. The first 45 I ever bought with my own money at Musicland at Winter Park Mall in San Antonio, Texas, was Billy Joel's I Love You Just the Way You Are. $1.09. My dad kicked in the tax because I only had a dollar.
All right. Good for you.
Well, cool.
Well, I will tell you that my very first 45 was Leslie Gore, It's My Party and I Can Cry If I Want To.
That's
so
a great
there
one.
You go.
I
there
didn't had 45s back then. That's interesting. You sure it wasn't a 33 RPM?
Oh, yeah. You're funny. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, so Kathy, we'll wrap up here today, and thank you so much for being with us on the show. Good luck to you at the Idaho Credit Union League and your upcoming annual meeting that you have. Thank you for your insight today on some of the things that certainly our young professionals might need to look at and how they can get plugged in for that. And one last thing that we always ask our guests is that if people want to connect with you after this show, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Probably via email, which is kthomson@idahocul.org.
Well, that's
excellent.
Awesome.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a privilege.
We wish you nothing but continued success in your career, and you've been an absolute delight. Everybody, that's Kathy Thompson. Thank you so much. Great job. I love those kinds of stories. Starting in the mailroom in 1973, and now she's running this show. I think that's just a great lesson, by the way, for some of our young people that are listening, that there is still value in loyalty and hard work and taking your time and working your way up to things rather than trying to jump into things immediately.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It also really shows not only her development, but it might even show that the league's commitment to a succession plan and, hiring from within from a succession standpoint. So that's really good.
Well, it's a great interview. Hey, everybody else, you've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Remember, you can listen live or listen later. All of our shows are archived for your listening enjoyment. His name is Tough Talkin' Troy Hall from the beautiful city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
the sun still shines. Yes,
and
it
my
does.
Name is Yes, it does. And my name is Jason Dias with eloquentonline.net. Signing off until next we speak. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, and Troy, you're out next week as a programming note. Troy is out next week. So we'll speak to you the week after next. Hey, y'all, have a great week. Talk to you soon.